Okay, tell me your name, where you're from.
Jay Rodriguez. Okay. I live in the South Loop.
Okay.
I go to school in Columbia.
Okay, and so obviously you're not happy with last night's decision, so
no.
Why are you guys out here?
Well, we can't change the fact that Trump won, but we can protest everything that he stands for, and that is xenophobia, sexism, anti-LGBT, just to name a few of the things that first come to mind. But we're fighting because we are not people of hate. We are people of love, and we are...
Sir.
I'm sorry, young lady.
And we're just against that, and we want to fight this peacefully.
Okay, and I find it interesting, you guys are all, I'm guessing, 20-somethings who want to make your voices heard.
19, yeah.
Okay, so was this your first election to be able
yes.
to vote?
Yeah.
So how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel really that this...
Can we rephrase that?
I'm sorry. This makes me feel awful that... I voted for someone who was qualified and someone who was the best possible candidate for this position, but a Dorito with a toupee won, and he's awful. He's awful. There's no words to describe just how awful this man is.
Okay, and tell me your name. And
I'm Gillian Marwood. I go to Columbia as well, and I just moved here from overseas, and this is what I get to go to. I get to live in a place where, you know, like, things that should not be okay are suddenly okay. You know, I can't understand that I'm living around people who would be okay with something so terrible. Like, I grew up in a place where it's like, you know, feminism is important. Like, you can't be homophobic, you can't do all these things that Trump is doing and say the things he's saying and be okay with it. You know, like, I don't want a vice president who supports gay conversion therapy. That is disgusting, and I didn't even think that was something that modern people of this year would okay with. You know, I didn't think that this was, especially living in a big city like this, I expected so many people fighting for this. I expected so many more people to just make a bigger deal out of this, because this is a huge deal. Like, some people are saying, like, you can't get politics, get involved in things, but this is going to change everything, you know? And there's so many people who say, like, I'm a white male, this doesn't affect me. I've had personal people say that to me, and it's just disgusting, because it doesn't, no, maybe personally it doesn't affect you, but it affects everyone in your life, you know? You know, people who are, there's gay people here, there's black people here, there's anyone who could be affected. And it's just like, I don't know how people could even think that way. Before moving here, I had never met someone who supported Trump. And that was even horrible to see in my personal life, having people so close to me saying, yeah, I'm voting Trump, just because they don't support Hillary. You know, it wasn't ever like, yes, I stand for him. It was a lesser of two evils, which is disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Like, when I found out, I was shocked. Like, I didn't, there's no words that can come out properly in, like, a full sentence that really compel just how powerful this is. This is a huge deal. And honestly, I'm happy that I voted, and I'm happy that this was the first time I voted, just to see how disgusting our world is getting to. Like, just how disgusting America's getting to, and hopefully this will be a big shot to the system.
All right, so. Okay, so tell me your name.
I just want to go by Cole.
Okay, that's fine. Are you a Columbia student also?
Yeah, I'm a Columbia student as well.
Okay, so are you, I guess, are you guys willing to give him a chance?
Give Trump a chance? It's not more so that we want to give him a chance. It's just that we know we're going to endure this, and we're all going to stick together. That's the thing. Like, from hate comes love. So we just want to stay as a group. We want to stay together, protect each other. And, like, you know, for the ones of us that are privileged, you know, we're going to look out for the ones that aren't so fortunate. So, I don't know. I know the general consensus for us is that we're not wanting to accept it, but we have to live it out, which is unfortunate.
I guess, are you guys disappointed in the way people are, you know, politicians are saying, you know, there have been so many politicians who are anti-Trump, we're not going to campaign with him, and now everybody's like, oh, give him a chance, this could be the greatest thing for the Republicans. Are you disappointed in what you're seeing from other politicians?
Truthfully, I'm really disappointed, but to some extent, it's like, I'm not surprised, just disappointed, because it really, everything kind of revealed that America has this underlying tone of racism that's constantly been following us, and like, You know, you think of the modern day and age, like, we'd be free of that, but we're not. And it is so disappointing, truthfully. Like, as everyone's been saying, there's no words to express it. It's just, we just have to see where it goes from here. We're just going to be sticking out for each other.